better you get.
Have another beer.
No, I want to go home to my own room to sleep in my own bed. I don't want another beer.
Would you like another beer?
Oh, yeah.
I've made my choice, and I choose me.
Lover.
Pins and needles, needles and pins.
Pay careful attention and don't look annoyed.
You are now listening to the Pop-Up Podcast. It's quite literally a podcast for whatever pops up. Here's the host of the show, director, producer, writer, and however else you know him, Pete Ferrero.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Pop-Up Podcast, in for another very exciting week. I've been spending the last few weeks talking to really awesome friends of mine that have unique career trajectories. And this week will be no different. I am going to be talking to my good friend Amy Bursar, who is an actress and has appeared in some car commercials and some interesting stuff. So I'm going to save that for the interview and not tell you too much about her. But she's just launching a new product line for dogs for food and stuff like that. So we'll get into that in the show for sure. Definitely enjoyed the Oscars this week. Very surprised by the whole Parasite winning and all that. I loved the Joker and I loved The Irishman so much and Marriage Story. I haven't seen Parasite yet, but I plan on doing it today or tomorrow so I can get what all the buzz is about. I am about to now drink a cup of Lavazza coffee that I made home here. So good. That is the perfect kick in the morning right there. That's going to get me started. No beer this week, but maybe next week. I've got some really awesome shows lined up. I hope you've been enjoying the interviews in the archives. We're going to start really kicking things up in the next few weeks with some of the guests that we have. Super excited. Today's no different. It's going to be an awesome chat with Amy Bursar. So right after this, I'm going to come back. Amy and I are going to talk all things acting, car commercials, the Oscars probably, and also this new dog product that she has that is just fucking awesome. Back after this.
Do you want more updates on the Pop-Up Podcast? Check out our website, popuppodcast.com, for all the latest episodes, upcoming guests, merchandise, and more. Or if you're more of the social type, check us out at the Pop-Up Podcast on Facebook, the Pop_Up Podcast on Instagram. Now back to the show.
So how are you doing? With me right now is Amy Bursar, who is a actress extraordinaire, right?
Bursar.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, how would you say my last name? Probably no way you know.
Ferrero.
Ferrero. But I let people like roll with whatever they want to.
Yeah, me too. I don't correct people. I'm like Madonna. I just first name.
When I see it, when I hear it, I just go right and just kind of nod along with it. I even considered changing my last name to Ferraro just so that it was easier for people.
Oh my god! Well, I told my girlfriend my boyfriend's last name the other day, and she's like, "There's no way you're changing it to that." And I was like, "Yeah, I know. Never."
You have a good name.
Well, he wants me to switch it to my mother's maiden name so I can get more Latino roles.
Oh, that's a good idea. What is your mother's maiden? Oh, I don't know if we can ask that question.
Why can't you ask that question?
Well, because that's like a password question. What's your mother's maiden? Yeah. What is it? What would be your new name?
It's Cologne.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah.
It's as Puerto Rican as it gets, you know?
Not like Bursar. I'm just kidding. Okay, so let's talk about, first of all, did you watch the Oscars this week? I mean, that's just like, because you're an actor, I figured I would just jump into some of that acting
no.
stuff.
I actually didn't watch it. I got hooked on this HBO show, Outsider.
Okay.
And I was watching that instead.
That's surprising to me. I thought you would want to see all your contemporaries.
Oh, God. You know, I think that it's gotten way too political.
Totally.
And people just keep like voicing their opinions, save the whales and save the kids and don't vote for Trump and all this nonsense.
Right.
And, I tune in for that, you know.
I got you.
Stuff.
Hey, you could curse on this show. This show is curse. You are allowed to curse and say whatever you want on this show. So go ahead.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, thank fucking God.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I just tune in to see dresses. I want to see bitches fall.
Right.
And, you know, I want to see the, you know, which couples are together and which ones broke up and can't sit together and have to come at different times to the red carpet now because they can't be in two places at the same time.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure that's interesting. Did you see any of the see any of the movies though from the Oscar nominated movies?
I don't know. Maybe.
Did you see The Irishman?
Oh, we did watch that the other night, but I fell asleep through the end of it.
It's long. It's very long. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's a three-hour movie, and it doesn't even have, like, an intermission.
No. I had to make my own intermission. I saw it in the theater.
And I was it in the theater?
Yeah. I was like, I have to pee.
Oh, that's tough. Yeah. I got as far as, like, the middle, and then I fell asleep, and I was like, I get the point.
Go
he
back.
He killed a lot of people. He got away with it.
Go back. It's good. Okay, what about Joker?
I didn't see that either. You know what's funny? I haven't been to the movies in well over 5 years.
Wow.
I know. Well, I usually go with, like, I always used to go with my boyfriends, but this current boyfriend cannot stay awake through a movie, so it's kind of a wasted ticket to go to a movie theater.
Right, because you're, like, in deep, and you're looking for his opinion, and he's out like a light.
Oh, my God, he's snoring away.
Yeah. That's funny. So go back to me. How did you get into wanting to be an actor? How did this come up in your life?
I actually fell into it by accident. I never really had an intention of being an actor. I've always been very dramatic. Like, I used to, you know, get my brother in trouble as a kid all the time. When he would piss me off, I'd just start crying, go, Mom, he hit me. Even though my brother would be in a completely different room.
Right.
And my mom would, like, come in and yell at my brother, and I'd be like, I'd be like, remember that time 2 weeks ago when you stabbed me with a fork? Payback's a bitch.
Right. I could see you being a bit dramatic. I don't know. Now that I know you.
Even as a four-year-old, I played the long game, you know?
There you go. Yeah.
But I started off musical theater, and I went to the school for dance, and I was a dancer for a long time, and I came back from doing a show, and I was looking for a Broadway agent so I could, you know, dance on Broadway, and I wound up with a commercial one. So I started going out for commercials as just, you know, something to do, and I started booking things, and I was like, oh, this is kind of cool, like, so I don't have to be in the chorus, and I get paid a lot more, and they let me talk.
You've done a lot of very cool car commercials, but you've done a lot of cool commercials in general, and I think people probably don't even realize that they recognize you from something because you're in so many different things. I mean, you've had your face billboarded and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
I'm literally everywhere.
So talk to me about maybe one of the first ones or the first one that you do, and what is that experience like for you?
Oh, well, my first big national commercial was for Starkist Tuna.
Okay. All right. That's awesome.
And my role in that was called the Twirling Mom. And it was so funny because we shot in this big, like, studio. And I had a stand-in, and I had extras, and they were all looking at me like I was kind of a big deal. And I was like, you guys have no idea. Like, I was doing background, like, last week. Like, this is just a joke.
Right.
Like, someone came up to me, and they're like, how did you get that job? And I was like, I auditioned. Like,
right, exactly. Like, everybody else. Right.
Yeah, I was like, I just happened to get lucky this time, you know?
So I would imagine the Starkist brand has a huge amount of money and a huge budget and a huge payroll for this commercial. Is that accurate when you get on set? Is it, and you compare it to other sets, but do you feel like, oh, Starbucks is the shit right here? They've got some serious dough.
I mean, it wasn't the biggest set I've been on, but it was, at the time, it was my first one. So I just figured, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. So it's so big.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a wardrobe person, I had a hair person, like, there was every person to, like, you know, wipe my nose.
Right. That's crazy. Cool. So what was the premise of that commercial? And was it like, okay, I got this?
It was kind of hilarious. Like, I was in a grocery store. They green screened the whole thing. But I was in a grocery store just twirling around because I was so happy that I had tuna fish and there was dancing waiters like around me. It was kind of really
So this is the first national one, right? It's very, very cool. You get to do some green screen.
Yes.
What is green screen like for other for actors maybe that are listening to this that have never done any green screen work? How challenging is that? Because you have to almost like, oh, it's right there, whatever. You know, like you have to.
Yeah, it's kind of, it takes some getting used to. It's a little bizarre when you first get there because everything is literally like this color green.
Right.
And like the walls, the floor, the everything. And you're kind of just like, you have to imagine that, you know, there's going to be words right here and look at them and gesture to them. Or there's going to be a bee right here and you have to like react to the bee. And you're like, there's nothing there.
Right.
Like, okay. You're just like, yeah,
right.
Yeah, wow, yes, wow, that's fantastic.
Right.
And then like when you see it at the end, when the final product's out, you're like, oh, now I get it.
Have they advanced that technology at all where you're seeing, I don't know, not what the bee looks like, but just an idea of it? Or do you just kind of all do it mental still?
Well, sometimes they'll show you a picture of it, of like what it looks like. They'll like, you know, they do like a mock-up and they're like, okay, well, this is what this is going to look like and this is how it's going to be. And you're like, oh, okay, sure, whatever. And you're like, let's just get it done.
Right. Okay, so from there, then you started doing some car commercials too, right? I guess that's the big, that's where the big, that's where the world and the
that's
universe.
That's where the big bucks came rolling in.
Yeah. The universe changes for you because I mean, for me anyway, I saw you in a car commercial during a Met game. Yeah, and I was like, this girl is so talented and awesome, right personality. She is this character that I was casting in the Uncle Jerry show. I was like, this is her. This is Nikki. Yeah, and I had to find you.
Full on stalked me.
I did, admittedly. Yes, yeah, so you could use this in court, but I didn't.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's hilarious is that will probably never, ever happen to me again, that someone will seek me out like that. So, yeah, I'm going to relish in every moment of that.
But, okay, that might happen again. I mean, you never know. I mean, but I was obsessed with you trying to find you. And it was, and I guess the harder it became to find you, the more obsessed I became about it. You know, because I called the casting company that does the car commercial, and they outright refused to give me your name. But then I...
Well, because they're like, we don't know you.
And then I feel like somebody just popped in Google, like car commercial actress and your name.
Yeah, because they're at the time they were literally like all on my website.
Right. And then your website came up and I was like, oh shit. I didn't think to Google it. Yeah. okay. Yeah. So talk to me, walk me through these car commercials and how this becomes a thing for you.
Well, I didn't even know they were really a thing until I booked one. And it's such a great gig as an actor to like just make you feel like you're working every month because they shoot local car commercials every single month. And there's so many local dealerships. And because they're all non-union, you can do as many as you want.
That's cool.
And just cash and paychecks and, you know, feel like you're actually a working actor, which is, you know.
You are lovely. Though. But no, I mean, like, I mean, comparatively to people that say that they want to act, you're working every month and they are, and they are not, you know, it's all perspective. I'm, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very fortunate that I work as much as I do. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'd love to be doing more if I could, but you know, I'm thankful for the work that I do get.
Yeah. Because I mean, listen, there's people that we know that, you know, they haven't did anything since the last thing we did, whatever that was. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what's funny? I know this girl, and bless her heart, she's a terrible actor, but she moved to, she wasn't really working in New York, so she moved to LA, and she still hasn't worked in really long much in LA, but she's a lovely person. So like I see like she posts, like even when she gets an audition,
right,
because that's a big deal for her. Whereas, like, I'm going on 2-3 auditions a day. So I'm kind of like,
Wait, now,
I'm like,
on that, you bring up a good point about actors and their social media. You're very active on social media.
I try to be, but then like sometimes it feels too braggy, so then I like pull back because I'm like, oh, nobody wants to hear about me. Like,
well, I get that. So I guess my question is, I do feel like, and Dom, you know Dom, who DPs most of the stuff that you're doing now. We talk about this a lot, like actors that post small accomplishments, and then maybe like you said, this thing about the I got an audition. Oh, who gives a shit? You know what I mean? Like, post the commercial, or post the when you landed the part, perhaps.
Yeah.
And even that's subject to change. So, like, I always feel like people in this day and age, you want to definitely be out there and promoting your acting work, but sometimes it's just a little bit too much with some of the actors, I feel. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, you constantly do have to post about what you're doing so that, you know, like casting directors and like agents and people that follow you that are in the business can see that you are working.
Right.
So like even the dumb shit that I do that is like super embarrassing, I have to post about.
Right.
I have done some really, really strange commercials.
Like, I want to ask you about that. Yeah, go ahead. What is the strangest commercial that you have done?
Oh, gosh. Definitely the foot fungus one. Like, I did a foot fungus cream commercial. It was definitely a low point in my career. But they paid a lot of money, so I was like, doing it. Like,
right.
I will sell that foot fungus cream. Nobody's business.
Now, am I making this up, but did you do... I don't know if you want to talk about this. Did you do an infomercial for sex toys?
Yes, I did. Okay. I hosted a 30-minute long show for Adam and Eve.
Correct.
Talking about adult toys.
Right. How awkward of a commercial was that?
You know what's funny? I have zero filter and I have zero problem talking about anything.
Right.
So, I mean, it was with a certified a sex therapist. So me and her were very cool. And like, we both have the same kind of personality. So we're both like, this is ridiculous, but we're just going to power through. Like, they put me in a Hillary Clinton suit.
I remember that. Yeah.
It was the ugliest, like, suit. It was brown and it was gross, and I was just like, but they're like, we need to appeal to middle America, and I'm like, okay, whatever, cashing the paycheck. So me and her, they give us the toys that, like, in between takes we're like sword fighting and like
that's pretty funny.
I mean, you know what else are you gonna do when someone hands you one of those? And I still remember, like, they had me do it so, like, over the top. It was hilarious.
Right.
Because they're like, we need extra energy. And I'm like, that sounds weird. They're like, just go for it. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm like, not my circus, not my monkeys. Like, right. I'm just here for...
Right, exactly. And you want to get it right. Yeah.
And I still remember the best one was the Wet Wabbit Vibrator.
Did you get any, any home take homes?
Oh, yes. That was the best part. At the very end of the shoot, they were like, okay, well, we can't resell these. They were like, just take what you want. So I took home so much stuff that I was like, why not?
Let's see if this thing really works.
Why not?
So, but that also, going back to the conversation about casting you for Jerry, it was like, I saw you in the car commercial and I was like, okay, she's awesome. I like her. But because the character that Nikki was, you know, she was sleeping around with Jerry and Jerry was married and all this. When I saw the Adam and Eve commercial, I was like, oh, definitely she can play this.
Because everything I do commercial wise is very much like young mom.
Totally.
And like very much wholesome, and
thank you for clearing that up. Yes, that's what I mean. Yeah, most of your stuff is like, she's the mom in the house, and she's got this.
I'm the mom.
How many times have you been a wife and mom in these commercials?
Just about every time.
Is there a particular family in one of the commercials that you were like, oh, I would like this to be my family?
What's funny is I've done commercials and I've gotten the same kid twice in different commercials. And I was like, oh, yeah, you were my kid in this other commercial. And she was like, oh, yeah.
That's like, really cool, weird. That's funny. Yeah. That's probably a thing we should write, you being an actress in a thing. I don't know. I just came to my mind there. But yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Let's do that.
So, okay. So in terms of the car commercial stuff, getting back to that, is it a fun deal to kind of become? Because I remember the one company that you were at one point doing car commercials for, the girl that was prior to you was like a noted, like, I don't know, she was the noted car commercial girl. Mm-hmm. She was their icon, their Subway, their Jarrett from Subway. Bad example. yeah, very bad example.
Yes, and she wound up getting fired, and that's how I got the job.
Right, she so is that like, big shoes to step in, where you're like, oh, shit, I gotta get rid of the Toyota girl. And I don't know it was a Toyota.
No, like, I'm me, and that's what you get. So I figured that's why they hired me. They hire all of this, you know, whatever comes with it. Sorry, but.
And you rolled as the new girl for quite a while.
So I did Route 4 I think like two or three years. And it was hilarious because theirs was so kitschy. And every month they were coming up with like new shit that they would make me do. And I swear it was like they would try to see how far and outlandish they could go to the point where I'd be like, are you kidding me? Like, I ain't doing that. Right. Like, I had to be a hula girl in like the whole like Hawaiian leg getup. They made me into a skater girl with these tiny little shorts on and on roller skates. They called me up one month. They're like, do you know how to roller skate? I was like, I did it when I was 5. So maybe, I don't know. I haven't strapped on roller skates in a long time, but yeah, let's do it. Like, why not? The outtakes of that one are just brilliant. It was just me falling on my ass numerous takes.
Right. That's awesome.
So now with the one that they wound up, changing their whole like scheme of commercials. So at the end of the year, I didn't get a call to do January. And I was like, oh my God, what happened? Like, they don't want me anymore. And they were like, okay, well, you know, it's fine, whatever. We're going to have you come back in and audition for another dealership. So I came back in and I auditioned and I was like, okay, you know, and I actually wound up seeing the other auditions and then I was like, oh, that's why they hired me.
That's funny.
So I've been doing Peruzzi now for the last 3-4 years.
Wow. And how do you like that?
Yeah. Oh my God, I love it. I love it. The gentleman that owns the company is so sweet and nice, and he, you know, he's always a pleasure to work with, and I'm so grateful to have work consistently every single month that I'll do it until they get sick of me.
Right. That's very cool. So a couple of more commercial stuff, and then we're going to, I heard your dog barking. So we'll talk. I mean, your dog is like the product line.
Yeah. She's like, what about
this? Yeah. I was assuming that she was like, we need to get to the dog food, but,
yeah, she's like, wrap it up. It's time to talk about me.
But, you did a sleep product, right? Wasn't that a national one where you were.
Yes. I've had some really funny ones that like everybody sees. I did it was called Midnight Sleep Aid. And I was basically just sleeping in a bed, like, I don't know, running for the subway. And then, you know, I had my kid and I tossed him a ball, which, oh God, that was such a pain in the ass to shoot. Because all the kid had to do was catch the ball that I threw to him.
Right.
And it wasn't even like pegging it at him. I literally like lobbed him the ball. And this child, oh my God, like, couldn't catch ball. So we had to keep doing that take over and over and over and over and over. And I was like, dude, so ball. Like, I want to get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Like,
that must be tough. Yeah.
And we had this beautiful dog in the commercial too. It was like a golden retriever. And like, he just like all the kid had to do was catch the ball. And then we were walking our dog. Like,
just couldn't do it. Sometimes it's tough. I mean, I can only imagine. Yes. And then you were a billboard at some point, right? I think you were a billboard. Was that a thing?
Yes, I did a billboard. That was for the car commercial. They put me on a billboard. I was like, yes, check that off the life list.
Yeah, that's very cool. Is it weird? Because I think I've seen your pictures like next to the billboard or the big picture. Is it weird when you get off a subway station or wherever that was and you're like,
oh,
shit.
That was another one.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, you know what's hilarious? So that one was for Bank of America. And what's hilarious is because I live in Manhattan, they were in every single subway station. So when the ad came out, I literally, it was a picture of my face and me with shopping bags. I literally stood in front of my own ad and took pictures with it. And people are just walking by and were like, man, this is just rando in the subway taking pictures. Like, no one realized I was taking pictures with myself.
That's crazy. So you never got like, because I would be that person. Is that you?
No. Not a single person was like, I even stood there and I was like,
this is. That's great. I guess in New York City, they just don't care. You know what I mean?
No one gives a fuck.
They just want to get to the next stop. So your dog was barking. Talk to me about how in the world you decide, and you're still acting, just for clarity, but how in the world you decided to start cooking for dogs?
So we actually got into it when 3 years ago, my dog had cancer and she had to have her leg amputated. And our other dog had pancreatitis and he was throwing up almost every day. So after Lucy had her surgery and we took Pike to the vet to see what was going on with his stomach issues, I started diving into what's actually in commercial dog food. And it's horrifying. Mm. Absolutely horrifying, the things I found out. It's like, when I found out there's euthanized pets in our dog food, and the big companies are owned by Nestle and candy companies. So it's like, and the regulations are so like loose and gray that it's like, you don't even know really what's in your dog's food and you're feeding them. And when I found this out, I was like, oh my God, like I gave my dog cancer. Like,
right. In a way. Yeah.
And then she goes barking.
Right. She's really pissed about that. She is pissed about that. Yeah.
So one of our vets told us to, you know, try home cooking for our dogs. So I dove into like really, you know, educating myself. I became a pet nutritionist and I started learning more and more about, you know, here she is. Come here. Say hi.
For the video, for people listening, her dog is here. What kind of dog is this?
This is a Chihuahua.
A Chihuahua. There you go. Okay. Very cute Chihuahua for those listening on the audio. Where did you get the Chihuahua? And what is the Chihuahua's name?
This is Lucy. And I adopted her from North Shore.
No, I'm sorry. That's my phone just rang for no reason. So stupid. Sorry. Yeah.
What ringtone is that?
No, it was like a commercial. You know what I mean? Commercial just popped up from a video that I was watching before we got on air. Yeah. So that's just.
Oh, I see. I'm not interesting enough.
No, I looked at my phone because no. I looked at my phone because I saw an Instagram message and I was like, oh, what is that? And then I was like, just quickly looked. And then, of course, everything, you know how it is with the phones and all that stuff. Okay. So I'm sorry. So Lucy.
You ready now?
Yeah. All this, by the way, cut out.
Leave it in.
I'm leaving it in. Yeah.
So what was I saying? I forgot.
You were saying, a couple of things. You were talking about all the things that are in dog food. I am in shock when you said that euthanized pets are in dog food. I would have to tell you, yes. I would have to call you out on that and say, is that bullshit? Or are you being serious right now?
No, I'm being serious. You can Google it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think it happens so much anymore.
Right.
Because there was a big outcry about it.
Of course.
Because it's basically, like, I was reading about it, and it's... So basically, when you have your pet and you don't want to get it back from the vet when you have it cremated, there's all this, like, you know, extra...
Meat.
Like, meat.
Yeah.
That, you know, and, like, somebody made a good point that if it doesn't go back into dog food, where does it go? Like, it just becomes more landfill and it becomes, you know. Mm-hmm. So they had the right idea to put it back into dog food, which is just
sick. Cool. It's fucked up. Like, I mean, that's so fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah. It's disgusting. Like, they can put rotting farm animals that.
Yeah. No, that's okay. Yeah. Just pissed about it. Lucy's pissed about it.
Yeah. No, she,
I don't blame her. Yeah.
Like roadkill can right. be in there, rotting farm animals. Like,
and there's no, and because it's not like, it's not, you know, human consumption, there's not as many sort of rules and regulations of what they can do with this food.
Yeah. And there's actually like, there's the way that they, the rules are in, if you don't know any better, like they kind of like just the way the packages are. Like the wording on the packages is very misleading on commercial dog food. And I actually had this thing like, so basically if the dog food package says beef flavor, there doesn't even have to be any beef actually in the food.
That's crazy.
But there can be beef flavor. So like, it's like, but when you see it, you're like, oh, it's beef. Like there's beef in there.
Right. But it's
but
not.
There's not.
Yeah.
And then like, if it's called like, chicken dinner, there only has to be 25% meat.
So that's crazy. So then you started telling you to try some home cooking.
Yes. Yeah, so we started cooking fresh for our dogs, and it's not, I mean, it's not as easy as it seems. Like you don't just like, hey, here's some chicken and some vegetables. I mean, you have to do, it has to be a balanced meal because there are so many like minerals and things that they do need to have a balanced diet because there are like missing like nutrients that they do need on a regular basis. So you have to put in like extra vitamins and you have to put in, make sure you get like all the full spectrum of food. So we started cooking at home and we started doing like, ground beef. We do like 90% lean ground beef. We do broccoli, carrots, green beans, green peas, some a little bit of spinach, and you know, we basically cook it on the stove and like slow cook it to keep all the nutrients in. And our it's the change in our dogs has been amazing. It's literally like night and day. Like Pike went from throwing up every single day to not throwing up at all. He throws up maybe once in a blue moon now.
That's great.
And like their coats are healthier. They haven't had a health issue since. And just had Lucy checked for her 3-year cancer screening, and
that's
she's healthy.
Great. That's really awesome. Yeah. So I think it's super important for anybody that has a dog, which I think a lot of the people that listen to this obviously do, and a lot of my friends do. We're all dog lovers. To really investigate, definitely the first off the brand of food that you're giving your dog. Is there a scale or something that people can look at to see who's the worst and who's kind of doing okay?
It's all about reading the package and really knowing what's in it. Like you have to really like investigate what's in your dog's food, because like if the first ingredient is corn or like a byproduct, like there's even things where if it says like animal byproduct and it's just like a generic animal byproduct and it doesn't tell you which animal it comes from, it can be scraps of food from every single animal out there. Like you just don't know. But if it at least says like chicken byproduct, you know it's coming from a chicken.
Right.
But I mean, it also isn't that great because you don't know which part of the chicken it's coming from. You could be eating lips and assholes for all you know.
Right. Okay. So how do they find you, one, and if they want to get some of these awesome recipes? Let's start on that question.
So my dog food company is called Three Paws Kitchen. It's Three Paws after my dog because she's three-legged now.
Love that.
So it's an homage to her. And our website is threepawskitchen.com. And we have two recipes on there. I have a gluten-free beef stew for, you know, some dogs. They don't like grains and they can't digest gluten, so we do have a gluten-free recipe. And I also have a chicken pasta recipe because, you know, some dogs like chicken. And, you know, so there's something for everyone. And I have a trial pack which has two packs of each of our recipes in it, and it's only $24.
Yeah, so go get the trial pack and see how your dog loves this and changes sort of their being. And then they can start ordering from you all the time, right?
Yeah, we do have monthly subscriptions that people can sign up for. But I always recommend, you know, give us a try. Like,
yeah, try it. Just do the trial pack. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't be worse than what they're getting from. Currently, there's dead pets in your in your dog food. There's shit in your dog food. So
there's
this
things
is,
that just shouldn't be in there. It's craziness.
Yeah. So this has got to be better minimally, because it's definitely you're not doing that.
And it's direct to you. Like, we ship right to you, so you don't have to go to the store, and it, you know, you just click, click, click. Like, it's such an easy thing nowadays.
So let me ask you this question before we wrap up here. Did you kind of test these recipes? You're not a chef by any means. I'm sure you cook at home. I'm sure you make.
I can hold my own in the kitchen. I'm not a chef.
What was that experience like of trying to find the recipe or to find the right nutrients and all that kind of stuff?
It took a few, because there was the whole liver debacle, because my dog is one of the pickiest eaters on the planet. And if you change one little thing in the food, he will refuse to eat it. And he will go on like a starvation kick.
Right.
Like, he will refuse to eat until you give him back what he wants.
Right.
I'm like, dude, come on. So we tried putting in a little bit of beef liver, and he took a stand against
A protest. Now you're back.
Yeah.
He took it as like, now you're back to the dead pets.
No,
he felt like it. Like, this liver is so disgusting. This has got to be a dead skunk or some shit. Like, yeah.
Nope. So there was a whole lot of testing that went on. I sent my recipes off to a lab to get them like tested, to make sure it has like all the essential nutrients and vitamins that they do need. You know, we've spoken to numerous vets about like our recipes, and so
how did the test go? You're good with all the nutrients and all that stuff? Yep, right?
Oh yeah. Yep, we're great. We're good. We're good to go.
So there you go.
And we've done a few events now, and everybody, all the dogs seem to love my food, which is funny because there are other companies out there, and we keep hearing from other people like, oh, you know, my dog didn't like this brand, but she loves your dog food. And I'm like, oh, thanks.
That's really awesome. That's really awesome. So you're going to be able to see Amy. What else do you got coming up? Anything good in the works? Acting wise, project wise, or are we just commercials, rocking the commercial world for now?
I'm rocking the commercials. There is one thing that's coming. We start filming in the fall, so we'll see how that goes. It's a show for Amazon.
Very cool.
I have a supporting role on that, so it'll either be really big or it'll be really nothing. So,
all right. So she's got an Amazon show.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Always,
you know?
Yes. I'll always cast you in everything. You know that. Since that finding you, I'm like, she's my girl. Except as a 16-year-old, as we talked.
You always make me some floozy, though.
I know. We were married once. That was nice. We got married. You didn't like the wedding. That was yep. So again, tell people the website. So if they want to go and check out the dog food and all that stuff, where can they find not only the dog food place, but where can they find out more about you and what you're up to?
So you can go, we have our Three Paws Kitchen Instagram. We have www.threepawskitchen.com. My personal website is amybursar.com. And my Instagram is the same, just my name. I didn't get creative.
No, there's no reason to. Just let me find you, right? Because especially if there's some nut director producer who's trying to stalk you, you want to make it as easy as possible for them to find you, like me.
Yeah, right. I should have just gone car commercial girl, but it was taken.
Thanks so much for being on here and doing this. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. Well, you have a good one. All right. So that was Amy Bursar talking a little bit about what goes into dog food, a little bit about what goes into acting. I thought it was a really awesome conversation, and you definitely need to check out that Three Paws Kitchen. I'm telling you right now, our dogs are going to do it. We're all in with it because, you know, my dog's health is super important to me. She's learning all this stuff, and I just think that she's such an awesome person that... trustworthy and all that stuff. So listen, I know her, she's an awesome person, so check it out. Again, I think that's Three Paws Kitchen, and if you have any questions, you can find her on Instagram. But next week's gonna be a really, really super week of the Pop-Up Podcast. Big time conversation. Gonna leave it there and not tell you too much, but until next week, This is Pete, and thank you for listening to the Pop-Up Podcast.
Today's episode of the Pop-Up Podcast was brought to you by Sunspot Films. Thanks for listening. For updates, check out popuppodcast.com.